You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan, Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. He is Matt Weirich. What's going on, Matt?
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Doing well, man. Loved your article yesterday on Sam Basayo. I agree with you. He's ready, but the Orioles aren't ready for him. Why is that, Matt?
Well, I think there's no doubt that his bat would play up here at the major league level. And I don't think anyone is trying to argue that Samuel Basayo isn't one of the Orioles' 26 best players. You know, there's no doubt that if he comes up and even scrapes the surface of what is his really lofty ceiling, he can provide a boost for this team, especially when it has a catching tandem of Jacob Stallings and Alex Jackson. But you know, the Orioles are taking the long view here. They see a 20-year-old Dominican catcher is trying to break into the major leagues, a feat that has been done very few times before, at a position that he's only played 36 games at the AAA level and one of the hardest positions at that in all of baseball. That isn't just about defense, but working a pitching staff and still having to hit on top of it. So they're looking at what he'll be able to do down the line. There's obviously the compensation aspect of it, where they could get a draft pick if he has rookie eligibility next year. So it's a convoluted situation, but certainly at a point where the team is trying to fight for a wild card spot, trying to stave off any kind of talk of selling, this is a big sacrifice for them to not call him up at this point.
What about his defense? This is like, I hear he's as bad as major league ready, but you mentioned the games played, not very many. Strong arm, but doesn't frame pitches well. All the things you hear about catchers. He just has some real flaws and handling a pitching staff that is kind of in flux right now with all these guys out. How big a negative is that?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is his game calling, honestly, that they're working on. Obviously, his work behind the plate has some ups and downs. He's super athletic. I mean, he plays first base, and you can see him doing the splits on some of his picks. He has that athleticism to play both positions, and the strong arm makes him a threat against base runners. But yeah, you mentioned his pitch framing. That's something that's been discussed. But I think it's really the game calling and managing a pitching staff that is where they feel like he really needs to develop more. You know, being a guy who's 20 years old, learning English as a second language, and only started playing catcher at 16, 4 years ago, this is all still a bit new for him, especially in that regard. And, you know, he's never faced an opposing pitcher who's younger than him. He is the youngest player in all of AAA and would be the youngest player in the major league. So he really is still green in so many ways.
Hey, as far as tonight's pitcher, what can you tell me about Brandon Young and what you've seen from him? Is this a guy that maybe we can expect to see more of in the future, or do you kind of feel like this is he's getting an opportunity because of where they are with injuries?
Yeah, you know, I think he's definitely one of the three young pitchers that the Orioles have their eye on the 40-man roster as guys that would like to get into these kinds of opportunities between him and Cade Povich and Chase McDermott. And for Young, you know, he's a guy who added two more pitches over the offseason to try and stick as a starter. It's certainly been how the Orioles have tried to keep him. They're giving him opportunities to do that. I do think that his pitch sequencing, as he gets deeper into starts, maybe needs to be a little bit more varied from just what I've been able to tell. A guy who, you know, hasn't really been able to get through five innings yet. So I really it's going to be about getting deeper into starts, being efficient, and not letting, you know, 20 pitch innings become 30 pitch innings, which to this point has been maybe the biggest issue.
Matt Wyrick, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com joins us. Matt, you know, all the guys done in a role where he's supposed to be a backup is bat 274, 10 home runs, OPS of 851. While everyone is screaming about Jackson Holliday, you think Ramon Laureano could be one of the Orioles' biggest snubs.
Yeah, I mean, look, the outfield is definitely going to be a tough nut to crack in the American League. George Springer is probably the top guy to get a nod if there is an injury. But Laureano, despite the fact that he missed some time with some injury, second highest WAR on the team, only behind Gunnar Henderson. And he's been fantastic in the field. He has the second most outfield assists in the American League, 850 at OPS for a guy with 2+ WAR. Only four outfielders, I say, in the whole American League have an 850 OPS and 2+ WAR. That's Aaron Judge, Byron Buxton, Riley Green, and Ramon Laureano. So to be in that grouping right there, I think tells you everything you need to know about how valuable he has been for this Orioles team. And somebody who, you know, with Tyler O'Neill having been out for so long, I think is making things really difficult now in the outfield mix that they've started to get people back healthy.
What do you think of the policy, the broad view policy of the All-Star game where you can have some really standout players, but if the team sucks, you're only getting one player? I mean, is that really fair? Because you could have two really good players on the baseball team and the team's not going to. And look at Mike Trout. He's suffering forever out there. But you only get one guy. Is that fair to these, you know, the players?
You know, I think that with the All-Star game for MLB, first and foremost, it's an opportunity to show their biggest stars. And if you have two good players on a bad team that's not getting a whole lot of national exposure, you know, it's just quite simply not in MLB's best interest to put guys out there who aren't drawing eyes, who aren't must-see TV, perhaps. Maybe and not even by fault of their own, just because of where the team is at. So I do think the Orioles stand a good chance of getting a second guy in. There's a lot of infielders that look like they might be dealing with injury. Jeremy Pena, Brandon Lau, two guys who are hurt right now. Lau might go on the injured list. So that could be an opportunity for either Gunnar Henderson or Jackson Holliday.
Also, Bregman might not be back before the All-Star break.
Yeah, I saw that he's going to do some workouts this week and might skip a rehab assignment. So he might come back this week, but that might not mean he might not play in the All-Star game just because he's just coming off the IL. So certainly opportunities there for those two guys. So they probably stand a good chance. And, you know, I think Felix Bautista has an outside shot as well if a reliever or two go down.
It's awesome to see Bregman go there when he's only played half the games and he's hurt. But, you know, when you look at some of these guys, I do think there will be a few replacements as you guys are pointing out. Oh, God. The way that these guys vote and some of the players that get put in, it makes you wonder what the hell they're looking at. But we were talking about this yesterday, Matt. I do think there's some friendships and things that go on, making sure the guy gets his all-star appearance to hit this bonus or that bonus, and then he's not going to play in the game, and then somebody else goes. But I was just looking at some of the stuff that you were writing about, and I don't know how much you've been able to see them, but have you been paying attention to what the Blue Jays have been doing? Because they strike out the least in baseball, have the highest percentage of hitting with runners in scoring position, and their starting staff is the same staff they had last year, but they're pitching unbelievably well right now.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how good the Blue Jays have been when their three biggest additions from the offseason are Max Scherzer, who has been mostly hurt all year, Jeff Hoffman, who I believe has a 5 ERA in the bullpen, and Anthony Santander, who's been out since May. So they basically all the guys that they had in-house after the year they had last year when they were really grinding through some injuries and maybe some underperformance as well, have just all bounced back. And it just shows that the team that they already had was worth investing in over the offseason when some fans were questioning whether it was a team worth going all in on, a team worth, you know, giving a Vladimir Guerrero Jr. A what is it, the equivalent of a Supermax contract. So, they are a good team. They're a good team that has been around for a while. I think they are hanging on to the end of their window a little bit. And you know, maybe this is what it could be a last gasp for some of those guys who are at the tail ends of their careers, like Kevin Gausman and George Springer. But certainly, I think they're a very dangerous team. And, you know, the AL East, you mentioned that I heard right before the segment, the last 40 games, Orioles have one of the best records in the American League. Two teams above them are in the AL East, and that's the Rays and the Blue Jays. So the American League East, even with the Yankees struggling right now, has become one of the hottest divisions in baseball.
There he is, Matt Wyrick. Matt, what are you working on right now for us?
Man, I'm out here all week, so looking forward to this Mets series, another interleague set, and then it'll be Kyle Stowers and Connor Norby coming into town this weekend.
There you go. Hey, man, thanks a lot, Matt, for your time.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. 410-583-1057 is the number.
I wonder how Kyle Stowers is going to do when Trevor Rogers is starting the All-Star game, right? And he's out there just dealing. You think that might happen?
Jeremy Collins, Daily Line at 9:30.
It's lefty left.
Put on the other side. Oh, man. It's Tony Mancelino, the manager moving forward for this team. What does he have to do to earn the spot? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tony Mancelino took over in late May, and the team has had a winning record lately. Ed, is he the guy that's proven that he should be the manager right now?
No. For anything yet. No, definitely not. I mean, he'll be considered.
Is it? Is
if things continue to go well?
Is it a slam dunk right now to you that he? Okay, are you in? Someone texted me earlier. I don't think there's anything he can do short of getting to the World Series to say he's the manager.
Yeah, probably.
Are
close.
You in that category?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't think Hyde was fired because he wasn't a good manager. I don't think Mancino's doing a bad job. The problem is there are factors beyond the managerial control, and the bottom line is all that matters. So if he just produces another – I mean, if they get to the postseason right now, it'd be amazing. But not really, because they've been there the last 2 years. They just get knocked out in the first round both years. So I think if he doesn't advance, at least I'd say the ALCS – I think he'd be gone. But if he gets there, that's a different story.
Jeremy, one thing the team has not been able to do is get past the first round or their first round of the playoffs. If he gets in and gets past that first round, then it's hard to get rid of him.
I do too. I don't think it's impossible, but I think it's hard because if your fan base was so upset at the way the season started, if somehow, some way, you figure out a way to get in the postseason and win a series, I think it's very hard to move on from him. But, I mean, I've said this since it started. It's one of those weird things where an interim manager takes over. And unless you're just golden and make a run, mm-hmm. or you have a situation like the Raiders had where they fought for Antonio Pierce saying we wanted him, and then they fired him the next year, I think you're just there. You're a placeholder, and you're going to be fired. And the new manager coming in is usually going to clean house. But to what you were asking, Rob, I don't think he's done enough yet to say, hey, yeah, he's got to be the guy.
Do you say he has to perform a miracle to be the guy?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
So he's not your manager?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, he can earn that. He can look, if you make
but
a
it's
run.
Tough.
Yeah, because like people still bitch. We had somebody else talking about Trent Dilfer, right? You get rid of your quarterback after you won a Super Bowl. But if you were honestly looking at it, was he the reason you won the Super Bowl?
No, but I can make a case that he may not be the reason,
but a part of it.
But you weren't doing it with Tony Banks.
No, but
could that's you, my only thing I got for you.
Could you have done that with a lot of other quarterbacks?
I'm gonna say this more again. That's all I got for you.
Okay, but
that's all I got.
So I feel like it is hard to get rid of somebody if they've had some level of success that the fans are like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening, especially after what happened to be. If you take a team that was that bad in the beginning of the year and turn it around and you make the playoffs, I think it's a hard person to get rid of.
But here's the problem, though. The team wasn't supposed to be that bad. You just got him on track.
I know.
You see, I'm going to say this again. If he takes over in 2022 and the team is below 500 and the team is expected to be below 500, and he spins that thing, and all of a sudden you have a winning record, we're having a different conversation about his success. But because he took a team that won 101 and 91 games, and all of a sudden they're losing, and he puts them back on track, it's tough to give him too much credit for that. You fired the guy that took you in 22 from losing record to winning 10 in a row to ultimately having a winning record. Tony Mancino is doing a sensational job. A sensational job. He is. I love the job he's doing. You can't deny it. However, he's only doing what this team was supposed to do before.
Right. And that's why I go back to, I don't think Hyde did a terrible job. I think he got fired because nobody was playing. And they weren't producing. Somebody had to go. Because he certainly, he did go from manager of the year to cluelessness. Just the way the game is played.
Let's go to Johnny in Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning.
Morning.
I mean, if he could get them to the wild card and they scored one run, or you got to give him an extension. He done more than the other coach did. I think you got to stick with him.
But he actually scored a run in the wild card.
In the first, that's right. You're right.
Yeah, see, they actually scored. See your humor failed.
Yeah, we got one.
your humor failed. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's
Hello?
Up, Trippy?
Hey, hello. Hey, before I say something real quick, no wonder I don't like Marlon Humphrey. He a cancer, man. He too tender, man. You know these cancers, man.
My wife's a cancer.
I don't really like cancers. And my baby
I'll tell her you hate her, man. That's all right.
Hey, but about the head coach, I mean, not the head coach, the manager, right? I agree with the last caller, why not give him a chance, especially the way how the Orioles been playing, if they make a playoff run, then imagine if they can at least go to the next round. Why not give them a chance, unlike Brandon Hyde or the other? You know what I mean? But I like what he's doing, though, man. So, I mean, why not give him a chance? So, we'll see.
All right. Well, look, I again, until a guy's given an opportunity, you really don't know what they're going to do, how the players are going to react to him. And I feel like each season can be different. This is an interim player. Like, everybody was put on notice when your manager's fired.
Yep.
You're not firing the players. You're not doing but.
And I think that's what turned a lot of people around.
And they got healthy. Fired him. And they got healthy, which helped. Yeah. Like, Brandon Hyde had Charlie Morton at the like his worst.
Yes.
You're getting the exact opposite of that from him now. Trevor Rogers wasn't around at the beginning of the year. You're getting that, and you're seeing what's happening. Mm-hmm. When you, it looked like your pitching staff was decimated. Like, what you got from Charlie Morton at the beginning of the year was some of the worst pitching I've ever seen in my life. In my life.
Let's go to Chuck in Baltimore.
Chuck.
Hey, guys. Maybe a little bit different perspective. Maybe the past couple years, Hyde was overachieving. Maybe he was getting more out of the team than what they really are. And now we're coming back to reality a little bit. I don't know.
Then why are they winning now that they're getting players back then? That kind of goes against your theory, Chuck, of overachieving, because now they start to look like they did when Brandon Hyde had them healthy.
They're not looking like a 105-win team.
I mean, maybe they did play above board, but I still think they're
101, number one. Yeah. But I think 101 team, everybody agreed that that was a little bit above them, but the 91-win team last year was not. So I disagree that he overachieved. They didn't overachieve. This is a good baseball team. This is a very good baseball team. I think some of you are afraid to admit that. And I think this year is the outlier. I don't think this is a revelation of who they are. I think you're going to look back on this 2-3 years from now and think the beginning of this year was the outlier. And they're starting to play a little bit more now. And keep in mind, the next, what's this guy, Jackson, they got from the New York Yankees?
Yeah, awesome.
When he plays, he'll be the sixth catcher that plays for them. So yes. Before we start anointing the health, saying they're a healthy baseball, they're still not. Still not 100. Allie Rutschman's not here. You got two pitchers who are top of your rotation who haven't pitched all year. But this is still a good baseball team. And I think what you see right now is not the norm. It's the outlier.
The catching situation's.
It's horrible.
Crazy.
They're about to play their sixth catch of the year.
It's crazy.
Joe LaCroix's Encore 945, but on the other side is the Daily Line with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, yesterday I had a winning day. Hit on a prop play, a couple other plays. I felt like got the short end of the stick on a couple of totals. We'll talk about that. Really good day today. I think this is one of those days where there's a lot to target. The weather spots are all great, and I think there are reasons why people are staying away from each game. I'll tell you the ones to target, and we got a WNBA game at 11:30. Can't wait. Wow. That's 11:30 a.m., folks. We'll be all over that. Can't wait to tell you what I like in that game as well and throw out a few prop plays. I'll give you all the best guys to go over 1.5 bases. That's coming up next.
He'll fly this one. Heading our way back toward the wall. And off the green. He's rounding quickly, heading into third. And he dives in there with a triple. That one driven out here. Back our way. Oh, my. Romy crushes one.
There you go. That was Romy Gonzalez. And yesterday I talked about him.
Romy.
With the Red Sox. And I'm like, well, this one looks weird. Why is he at the top of the drink algorithm?
I just threw out my bottle.
That's all right. So I talk about this a lot in using different outlets, different algorithms for weather, for baseball, DFS, and just for basically prop bets. And I've said this before, when I see a weird name at the top of the list, which Romy Gonzalez was clearly that, and then I go check his props on FanDuel and go, well, damn, he's got the best odds to get 1.5 bases out of all these guys. More than Duren, more than, you know, Roman Anthony, more all these guys. And you're going, I can't believe that that's the case. And he gets up last night, and he grounds out in his first at-bat, and then I'm watching him going, the hell is this really? Then he triples. And I told Joe I stopped watching the game after that because he covered the prop bet, so I'd won. And he goes, well, I got a home run call. And I was like, did he homer? He goes, yeah. So he homered and tripled in that game where he was minus 145 over 1.5 bases. Wow. Perfect spot.
I thought you win.
I mean, it's a big prop bet. It depends what you put on it. So I had that as, oh, God. I mean, I had it as a big play yesterday. And I got another big one today, Vlad Guerrero over 1.5 bases. He grades out as the best on the slate at – you know, like they do averages, and some people, I guess it's hard to understand. Like, if I have a pitcher and his props 5.5 strikeouts, mm-hmm. and let's say his number that I'm getting from the algorithm is like 4.8, that 0.7 that we're talking about there from 3.7 to 4.5, if you get what I'm talking about with the strikeout prop and where it is, mm-hmm. that's a big number. So anytime you see it, a half a strikeout or even a full strikeout above or below where the prop line is, it's going to tell you to go that way. The algorithm that I have, as soon as I started scrolling all the way to the right, I saw that it did, now it lists total bases. And for today, here, I don't even mind saying it. I'll just read all these guys. All the hitters today that could get 2.5 bases, and here's a great list. Cal Raleigh, Byron Buxton, Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna. Did you see anything about that Braves game? There's all these bats up here at the top. There's a reason why, because they are going to go off tonight against the A's, and the A's are going to go off against them. So here you go. If you're looking at total bases, all the guys that are expected to get two or more, Guerrero, Judge, Acuna, and Guerrero is number one, even above Judge, and Judge is in a great hitting situation. He's just facing Logan Gilbert. Ronald Acuna Jr., Byron Buxton, Cal Raleigh, Bobby Witt, Juan Soto, Shohei, Austin Riley, George Springer, Matt Olson, Lawrence Butler. That's the one that doesn't belong there, and that's the guy I'm betting is Lawrence Butler. Brent Rooker, Pete Alonso, Seiya Suzuki, Mike Trout, all these guys all around. I could keep going. Kyle Tucker's over too. You could look at these guys, and it's a huge leap when you're talking about being over the number two when you got to get 1.5 bases. And yes, I understand you have to get 2 bases to beat that.
Yeah. If you get 7.
Like I just did, yeah. You win. It's still a winner.
No, I know, but I mean.
Jeremy's is like king of sarcasm today, isn't he?
I thought he was doing that on purpose.
You know what I'm saying?
Get more.
I hold him down.
Are there multipliers after shooting them out?
No. I figured that's where you were going. But like, you can actually go online and go, okay, over 3 bases. You can take, there was some guy online, I don't know if it's real or not, because there's so many fake things out there, that he had a lot of subscribers coming out saying that he told him to bet these advanced strikeout rates. So like, let's say you had Charlie Morton and his strikeout prop is 5.5. Right. He might take him over 8.5. So now he's got to get 9 Ks, but then all of a sudden you're plus like 230.
Right. That's what I'm asking.
So yeah. Then he had his group. He hit on 5 of those, and he had people that parlayed them together. There was one guy that bet $5 and came away winning $190,000 or something ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah. Or 25 to win 190. I think 5 got the guy like $40,000 or something.
Wow. Jeez.
$5.
That's living right.
Well, it just shows you how hard it is to hit those, because you're not only picking 5 guys to go over their total, you're picking them to go over their total by a lot.
Yeah.
And so people will set them up in 2 and 3 team parlays. So in seeing that, you can do that, and you could say, hey, I think he's going to get over 6 bases. You might be able to find that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's not typical. And I think a lot of times, guys, if you want to plus money, you'll go over 3 bases. They hit a home run, you win. A double and a single, you win. Walks don't count. So in this, the ones that I was looking at, I think Cal Raleigh's in a fantastic spot. Cal Raleigh has the highest percentage of games hit getting over 1.5 bases. He's almost at 50% of his games of either getting 2 base hits, a double, or a home run.
Wow.
And Aaron Judge is up there as well. But with this list, I think there's a lot of good names. I really like the fact that Butler's up at the top. Acuna looks golden today, but you're going to pay a hefty price at 145. Same thing with Vlad at minus 140. But they both look phenomenal today. Let's get to the WNBA real quick, 11:30 a.m. I like Chicago and Washington to go over the 160.5. I know everybody looks at Chicago and thinks they can't score. The Mystics don't play any defense. I think they'll be fine. This is, and if I remember correctly, I think this is in D.C., so this is Angel coming back towards home, if you want to call it that. So I'm sure she'll have a big group of family members down there for that game at 11:30 a.m. So I like the over a lot here. I think you get a faster pace and more shots get put up than you're accustomed to seeing in a normal Chicago Sky game. You know, you guys are always watching the sky. Anyway, MLB weather today, it supports an Orioles over. I'm only joking because nobody watches the WNBA, and I talk about it all the time. Orioles over, Yankees over, Red Sox over, Twins over, Cardinals over, Padres over, Giants under. Those are where all the weather spots is. In looking at it and where the money's going, I see more money going on the Orioles over, but if you've been outside, I don't care. You look at that pitching matchup, I'm not afraid of Clay Holmes. Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of Mets bats at the top of this list, but Orioles bat should be able to hit Clay Holmes. And as hot as it is out there, I mean, it's so muggy today, and there's rain in the forecast tonight, which is going to make the humidity pick up even more. It still makes me like it. I did not make that a top play today, but all the other spots look fantastic. The one thing I would say is I like the Giants more so than the under. That's Robbie Ray going up against this Philadelphia Phillies team where a lot of the power comes from the left side, so he's going to negate some of that. And look, he's a big strikeout pitcher, and there's a lot of strikeouts in that Phillies lineup, so I think Robbie Ray is in a good spot. I think when you look at all those totals I gave out, Yankees over looks golden. Same thing with the Cardinals over, even though you might need the Cards to do most of that. Jake Irvin absolutely. What's that, Stink? Oh, Stink called and said he stinks on the road. That's right. Jake Irvin sucks on the road. And, I mean, the Cardinals may score all these runs by themselves. I think Cleveland and Houston is an interesting under matchup. Cleveland looks like they're going to go with a bullpen game. Houston has Hunter Brown going, so no issues there. But the Braves and the A's are the ones that really stuck out. And again, you don't hear them on the list here because there's not enough data at the A's stadium that they're playing at in Sacramento to say, hey, this is worth taking a bet. If I look at the algorithm that I use for weather, go ahead and drink again. Uh-huh. If I look at that and I see there's only six games of data, to me, that's not enough to say, hey, you should bet the over or the under on this game. But when I go to a game and I see 40 games of data or 160 in some cases, yeah, I mean, that's going to tell me typically what happens in games with this type of weather, regardless of pitchers. And when I look at the A's stadium, it's too hard to tell. Like, it feels like it should be an over almost every night with the wind blowing out and how hot it is. And tonight we get two crappy pitchers to attack, Didier Fuentes and Jeffrey Springs. And if I'm looking at it this way and seeing all these Braves bats at the top of the lineup, good night. I think Acuna goes yard. I think Vlad goes yard. I like Cal Raleigh. I even like Juan Soto to go yard today. So do with that what you will, and I think Miami-Cincinnati over the total is a sneaky play. I had that yesterday, and they let me down.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I mean, I've seen people hit him with brooms and all kinds of nonsense to get him to stop. There was a woman that lost her arm this weekend reaching into a lion's cage. That's brilliant. Why does this happen all the time?
Why do people approach bison in Yellowstone and get launched 50 feet in the air? Why do people think you can pet a lion? Like, it just...
Is that that's WIPIPO? God bless it. Yeah, I mean,
Ed's over here lost on board of it.
Yeah, it is.
He literally shook his head no.
No, but there's
he shook his head yes.
Look, there's a lot of things we can argue over, stereotypes and things like that. This is not one. White people do the dumbest things. And I put myself in that group until I don't know that I ever matured, but I got older and go, that hurts when I do that. I ain't doing that anymore. But the
safaris.
Man, I'm telling you. I watch these videos all the time because they amuse me. I've never seen one black person. Never. Ever. It's all.
He literally shook his head no and stopped and shook his head yes.
Wait on my shovel. I have another one. Another example.
Man, what are we doing? Man, that looks... Hey, no swimming alligators. Well, I'll show you. Guess what I'm doing? Getting eaten by a damn alligator.
Do you remember when I came back from Easter in Florida?
No, I remember when you came back from Easter.
Yes.
Anyway. And Ed Norris, that's the encore for today.
As always, brought to you by Lion's Den. Passion, pleasure, romance. Put some fire back in that relationship. Come on. You want to do a good job? You need the tools. Check out Lion's Den.
410-583-1057. Let's go to Baltimore and get Daryl. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, how y'all guys doing, man?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, Rob, man, I just wanted to talk about yesterday. You said something about injuries.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Look, I appreciate what you said, man, because I've been saying the same thing. I'm looking at her last five games. She's averaging 15 and 13. The last game I watched her play against the best team, she had 16 points and 18 rebounds.
Yeah.
And it's an instant assist and steals, man.
Yeah. And for people to say because of most of her rebounds are offensive, you're being silly. You're not watching the game.
I mean,
you can't lead the league, Jeremy, in rebounds unless you have a lot of offensive rebounds.
Yeah. Well, here's the other part of this is like, okay, I mean, I'll just lay it out for everybody depending on what side you're on. Angel Reese is a phenomenal basketball player, no matter what you guys say about her. You don't have to like her. You don't have to like the fact that maybe she doesn't like Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark might be one of the best basketball players we've ever seen. I was telling Rob, I think she's the female Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. She's not great on defense, but man, is she fun to watch, and she knocks down almost everything. Why do we always have to, and people are picking sides. You're putting down one and lift up another. Just
That's
enjoy
the
damn games.
That's
man.
The problem. They're both great. But you can't like one without hating the other. And I said yesterday, I like Caitlin Clark. I do. She's an ambassador of the game. She's doing something that no one else has been able to do. Make you talk about the WNBA.
Yes. Yeah.
However, she ain't the best basketball player in the league.
No.
She's not. She may be the most known, the most popular, but she's not the best. And just to say that this girl, Angel Reese, is only leading the league in rebounds because she gets all her own rebounds, you're not watching the game. You heard somebody say it. It was funny, and you repeated it.
Well, people watch highlights and read whatever anybody wrote about it. And just like anything else, you get a statement taken out of context, you take a highlight out of context and say, well, this is who she is, and people will believe it because they just saw it on their timeline.
Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. Ed Norris, what did you learn today?
Two things we talked about today. I talked about the the mayor of New York being a socialist and going to tax rich people more. I looked it up. 41% of the tax in New York is paid by less than 1% of all taxpayers. That comes from people with the over $1 million, millionaires. 41% of the taxes. The top 25% of earners in New York account for 90% of income taxes. So they're paying them. They're carrying everybody. So it's all this nonsense.
I don't care. Charge them more.
Pay.
I ain't rich. Charge their asses more.
And then we talked about John Mabry because Rob obviously is in some information here.
I do not.
About Mabry coming to the manager team. I didn't realize he played so many positions. Right fielder, left fielder, third base, first base, and pitched. Did you know that? Pitched twice.
Sounds like a guy you want leading your team. By the way,
yeah, hang on a second. In one of his two outings, he gave up 7 earned runs in an inning. You know what that is? That's an ERA of 63. So I don't think he pitches.
Can I give you another Todd?
Yes.
You know who he was both teammates to and a hitting coach of?
Well, he played with like 12 teams.
Matt Holliday.
Okay. Yeah. He played with the Cardinals, Mariners, Padres, Cardinals, Marlins, Phillies, A's, Marlins, Mariners, Cardinals, Cubs, Rockies.
Matt Holliday played for a few of those teams.
Yeah, he was not only a teammate, but a hitting instructor of.
Yep.
Today is a couple of national days today. Today is National Chocolate with Almonds Day. I don't like chocolate with almonds. I like chocolate with peanuts.
I'd rather have chocolate with almonds or any other type
chocolate
of
chocolate almonds is a Hershey bar, right?
Yeah, you can get
I like that.
I just tart chocolate covered dark chocolate almonds.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Today is also National Freezer Pop Day, which is interesting because Robbie and I got some on Friday, and I think we ate about 8 apiece on Saturday. Yeah.
Really?
I love freeze pops, man. Today is also National Raspberry Day, or as Jeremy Kyle called it.
Raspberries, blueberries, strawberries.
Today is also National Cow Appreciation Day. Nothing says appreciation like a New York strip medium rare. So I think I'll appreciate a cow today.
Good idea.
Just not a lot of birthdays today. Former Monday Night Football executive Rune Arledge, his birthday would have been today. Jack Lambert turns 73 today. And former tennis player Todd Martin turns 55 today, so nothing. They just got 3 of them. Couldn't play with those 2. All right, what you got over there, Jeremy Kahn?
I'll always remember that time a guy once offered to let me pet his Cocker Spaniel. Looking back on it now, I should have picked the Spaniel.
That was like a beach ball coming in. I saw that.
Here's a math one. I poured my root beer into a square mug. Now it's just beer. What do you call a red-haired baker? Well, that would be a gingerbread man. Yeah. What's the funniest U.S. state? Joklahoma, Joe. Hey! Try that one out. I just finally realized why trees don't have teeth.
Why?
Turns out they're all bark and no bite. You know the guy that invented the Tic Tac? He made a mint.
Oh, God.
Apple just announced a brand new product geared towards pirates. It's called the Eye Patch. I was driving with my daughter on a dirt road and was passing some people walking. I leaned over and called out to them and I said, "Be careful." My daughter asked me why I said that. I answered, "Well, the sign back there said caution pedestrians." Caution pedestrians. Last one for you. I broke up with my girlfriend Lorraine because I was seeing another girl named Claire Lee. The good news is that I can see Claire Lee now that Lorraine is gone. Hello,
Johnny Nash. By the way, Jeremy, the guy Hernandez from the Dodgers is on IL.
Oh no, Kike. Don't know. Don't read that too fast,
Vinny.
Check out the
when he first came up, I said that.
Did you?
No.
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.